Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says White House and congressional negotiators have made some progress in resolving their stalemate over the terms for raising the nation's debt ceiling. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports talks are coming down to the wire ahead of a critical deadline to reach an agreement.
Speaker McCarthy tells Fox News that negotiators are working to pinpoint areas of compromise.
We know where our differences are, and we will continue to be at the table to try to solve this problem.
The two sides remain at odds over government spending, taxes, and work requirements for some federal assistance programs. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says the budget cuts Republicans have brought to the table are unacceptable.
Devastating cuts to Medicaid, devastating cuts to nutrition, devastating cuts to education, and devastating cuts to our veterans.
The Treasury Department warns the government could default on its debt by as early as next Thursday. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Police in London are reporting that a car has collided with the front gates of Downing Street. NPR's Lauren Freire telling us that police say they arrested one person on suspicion of dangerous driving. It's unclear whether the crash was intentional. No one was injured, but they are evacuating government buildings surrounding the area. Security leaders from the U.S. and 53 other countries are gathering for their monthly meetings discussing the latest military support for Ukraine and its defense against Russia's military assault. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is among them.
This new joint effort sends a powerful message about our unity and our long-term commitment to Ukraine's self-defense. And it again shows our shared determination to ensure that a sovereign and secure Ukraine can deter any future aggression and defend itself against future attacks.
President Biden is expected to nominate U.S. Air Force Chief C.Q. Brown Jr. to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. NPR's Greg Myrie reports Brown would be the second black officer to serve in that role if confirmed by the U.S. Senate.
General Brown has led the Air Force for the past 3 years and has extensive experience in the Middle East and Asia. He's known for his low-key demeanor, but after the police killing of George Floyd in 2020, Brown made an impassioned video about the case. Speaking while wearing his military uniform, he said, quote, "I'm thinking about a history of racial issues and my own experiences that didn't always sing of liberty and equality." The one other black officer to be chairman of the Joint Chiefs was General Colin Powell. Brown will replace Army General Mark Milley, who served 4 years in the post and is retiring in October. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow is down 154 points, nearly 0.5%, at 32,644. It's NPR News. Federal protections of wetlands are narrowing under a U.S. Supreme Court ruling announced today. The justices ruled in favor of an Idaho couple that was blocked from building a home on property the EPA determined contained wetland that's protected under the Clean Water Act. The court was unanimous in agreeing to overturn a lower court's ruling against Gentel and Michael Sackett, but they were split on the reason. Writing for the majority, Justice Samuel Alito said the court holds that the federal anti-pollution law extends to only those wetlands that are, as a practical matter, indistinguishable from waters of the United States. Airports and highways across the U.S. are expected to be crowded over the next several days. People are traveling for the Memorial Day weekend. NPR's David Shaper says today will likely be the busiest travel day of this period.
Between commercial airlines and general aviation aircraft, the FAA says more than 51,000 flights are scheduled for the day. Steve Solomon is with the Airlines Reporting Corp, which tracks and processes airline ticket sales.
Travelers should prepare to get to the airport early, allow adequate time to get through security screening, and expect to see a lot of people on really full planes.
Airlines are still scheduling fewer flights than they did before the pandemic, but are meeting the increased demand by flying bigger planes. David Shaper, NPR News.
U.S. stocks are mixed this hour. The Dow is down 146 points. The S&P is up 24, and the NASDAQ has risen 189 points. It's up 1.5%. This is NPR News.